We all have our holiday traditions, family dinners, decorating, songs, presents, or in one particular case, doing calculations about some of the most famous parts of the holidays. That would be the tradition of one David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
So this year we're talking about your calculations on the carbon footprint of Santa Claus and his reindeer. Now, if we were talking about a gasoline fuel ride, Santa's biggest present would probably be smog, right?
It would be causing climate change to happen so fast that, you know, the Earth would turn into the planet Venus in about a week. First of all, you had to figure out how fast Santa Claus is going and how much he's carrying, which I'd done in actually a different column, making certain assumptions like, you know, he goes to one third of the world and, you know, how much time does he have as the Earth spins so he has more than 12 hours of darkness and things like that. And I finally calculated that, let me see, he had to travel 5.14 million miles an hour and carry about 250,000 tons of presents. If you do all this right, he is consuming 5 times 10 to the 15th joules, joules being a measure of kinetic energy. And if you translate that to gasoline and then you calculate that, how many gallons of gas would have to be used up to produce that and compare it to the amount used in the United States, you'll find that Santa Claus has to use the equivalent of 27 million times the annual consumption of gasoline in order to do his Christmas Eve jaunt.
And that's all of us put together.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. The entire country's consumption of gasoline times 27 million, he would use up that much energy in one weekend. However, he doesn't burn fossil fuels, does he?
That's no. Right. He's got his own eco-friendly
biofuel-powered serial transportation modules.
But even they have their own carbon footprint, those reindeer, don't they?
They do indeed. They are ruminants, and so they eat all sorts of weird stuff like grass, and they use bacteria to break it down. You and I don't have that bacteria. That's why we can't eat grass. But unfortunately, the bacteria produces methane. And so they do actually release a non-trivial amount of methane, as it turns out. In fact, there have been some calculations that the beef grown in the United States contributes up to 2% of our national greenhouse gases, partly because methane is such a potent greenhouse gas. So I did some calculations like that, and assuming that they produce each reindeer, because they're big animals, they have sort of the ruminant maximum, which is 500 liters of methane a day, one-tenth of a metric ton of carbon, which is the amount of carbon released by 16 gallons of gasoline. So the 9 reindeer, I'm counting Rudolph, of course, the 9 reindeer produce as much carbon as using 1,044 gallons of gas during the course of Christmas Eve. And that's the equivalent of about 1 2/3 American drivers over the course of the year.
So that's not nothing, but that's much better than the first model.
That's much better than 27 million times the entire annual consumption of gasoline. Yes, it is. That's true. So, I think we'd have to give him a big green star for being eco-friendly and managing to do all that much work while only producing a relatively small amount of methane.
How about the lumps of coal, though, for the kids who haven't been so good? If he wanted to be more eco-friendly, would he maybe switch to wood pellets or something?
I hadn't thought of that, but I bet he does. And in New England, Santa leaves a lump of wood pellets in your stocking.
David, thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.